Here on Farming Today, we regularly report on protests by farmers, but in the last fortnight, they've also hit the national and international headlines. The protests about the low price of milk at supermarkets have been especially compelling for the TV cameras. Cows have been herded into a supermarket in Stafford. There have been mass demonstrations outside supermarket depots. And farmers have been buying up all the milk in some shops and dishing it out free to customers.
The tractors are now in, and we will now go and join them.
20 trolley fulls and we've cleared the lot, and they're left with none now.
The supermarkets are pushing prices down. We cannot keep this going for much longer. Enough's enough.
It's been disgusting. I mean, we can't live on it.
In 6 months' time, there will be no fresh milk in this country. We are packing up. We cannot afford to sell milk at this price.
But are these protests justified? On yesterday's programme, we heard from a group of farmers and the NFU in Scotland. Today, Sean Rickard, who spent 10 years as the chief economist with the National Farmers Union and now works as an agricultural consultant, tells us that farmers need to face up to reality.
I think it is a tough time for dairy farmers, and I'm very sympathetic, but I think it is unrealistic for anyone in that position to expect us just to pay them whatever price they think is needed to cover their cost of production. We don't apply that logic to any other industry. Farmers have had good times, sometimes they have bad times. Through a combination of factors, they're now finding it tough, but that is absolutely no reason at all for us to pay them more money than they already get.
People keep stopping me, Sean, and saying, you know, these farmers, they're getting thousands of pounds in subsidy from the EU. Why are they protesting? Do you think people are right to question the protests in that manner?
Of course they're right. It's very often overlooked that dairy farmers receive on average a payment of £28,000 a year from the taxpayer. And that is to cover some of these risks. And of course that's all forgotten. Any other business that goes through a hard time has to put up with it. I didn't hear us arguing in the 2009 recession that we had to pay businesses in this country more money because they were going out of business or having to lay people off. Farmers have this shield that no other industry has, and we shouldn't overlook it really. And if they can't survive with their subsidy, then actually they should give up making milk and just live off the subsidy.
But isn't this about more than just money? Only at the weekend on our programme On Your Farm, Prince Charles was saying that we need to protect the small farmer and that way of life, and dairy farms are often these small family farms, aren't they?
Well, because Prince Charles is entitled to his views. The truth of the matter is that large farms make a contribution to the countryside, just as small farms do. Large farms that are profitable, that are able to invest in modern technology, probably make a greater contribution to the countryside. And I think the evidence is pretty strong. Larger, profitable farms probably have a higher level of health and welfare for their animals.
Do you believe that we're perhaps on the brink of some sort of huge shift, that dairy farming might go the same way as British coal mining, for example? We'll see the collapse of these smaller dairy farms like we saw the collapse of engineering in the Black Country.
Well, you say on the verge of a shift. All my life we have been losing dairy farms. They tend to be the smaller ones that go. That's why the average size of dairy farm gets bigger every year. Whether this particular crisis will speed up the rate of decline, we've yet to see. But I would remind you that even when times are good in the dairy sector, we lost dairy farmers every year. And we shouldn't really worry that we will have a smaller number of dairy farmers still producing all the milk we need, and they will be efficient, and they will produce milk at affordable prices. And that's what our priority should be, not propping up the inefficient.
Economist Sean Rickard. Yesterday, in a rare move, all the organisations representing farmers came together to try and work out what to do next. And later today, farmers will sit down with retailers to air their grievances. We'll keep you updated on what happens.